Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing for Friday, the 29th of April. My name is Ben O'Leary. I'm filling in for Henry Jennings today. He will be back with you next week. Before we get into the good stuff, quickly on our disclaimer, it essentially says that this presentation is general in nature only, and before acting, you should take into account your own personal circumstances. If you would like to read this full disclaimer, please pause the presentation now and rejoin us when you are done. And we saw a return to strength in the session overnight in the US after a bit of a shaky start that saw both the Dow and the Nasdaq in negative territory in early trade. The Dow finished up 1.9%. At worst, it was down 53 points. At best, it was up 753. So it closed relatively close to the high there. The S&P 500 gained 2.5% and the Nasdaq added 3.1%. The market paid little heed to the latest US GDP number, which did show a surprising contraction in the US economy in the first quarter. A little bit more on that later. But all 11 sectors did end up higher in the end. The afternoon rally was led by the technology sector, which was the best performer for the day, with some big moves from big names. We know that Meta Platforms reported well after the bell yesterday. They were up 17%. In the real thing, which matched their after hours trade that we saw in yesterday's session, they were on better than feared earnings. We also saw Qualcomm up 10% on strong results and guidance, and PayPal up 11% despite some sour guidance. On the other end of the spectrum, Amazon dropped 9% after hours after it reported its earnings and was slammed by the drop in the value of its Rivian stake, which is down around half this year. That drop is casting a bit of doubt over the sustainability of the rally, but we'll have to wait to see tomorrow's session as to what happens there. And we also saw telehealth platform Teladoc plunge 40% on disappointing guidance, wiping out around $4 billion in market cap. The VIX fell 5%. It left our futures up 50 points or 0.68%. Oil was stronger, Brent up 2.16% and WTI up 3.27%. Gold and iron ore little changed, as was the Aussie dollar. Base metals were all weaker. And here we have that chart of the S&P 500. As you can see, the session did not start off on a good foot, but a really nice rally there throughout the day to finish near its highs in a strong session. Onto the major stories, and as I mentioned, those Amazon results after the bell have cast a bit of a shadow over this rally. We also saw Apple down 3% after the bell, despite reporting an earnings beat on record sales, though there were warnings from the executives of billions in added costs. Amazon dropped 9%, as I mentioned. The US GDP number for the first quarter did come in negative, which was a big surprise, and that was due to a record trade deficit. One of the world's major shipping companies is seeing signs of port bottlenecks easing, which is a positive for supply chains. Japan's March factory output growth is providing a little relief for their economy, but the Bank of Japan has doubled down on bond purchases, retaining its view that rates will stay low or potentially even go lower, which is countering the view of much of the rest of the world. And China's State Council has pledged more policy support for job growth. Turning our attention to what we expect today, locally we have the first quarter producer prices, March private sector credit, and the New Zealand April consumer confidence. China has the Caixin manufacturing PMI for April. The 10-year yield overnight, US is at 2.82%, Australia at 3.08%, and Germany still down there at 0.9%. Bank of America cut its price target on block to US $144 from $157. Keep an eye on the local Square listing today. Of course, that is formerly Afterpay. Apple slid after hours on disappointing forecasts, as mentioned, with supply chain issues in the focus again. We also saw Atlassian report an operating loss of $16 million. And a couple from local companies. The CEO of Linus says the company's plan to increase production by 50% by 2025 is not going to be enough and will not wait for government support as it is too slow. So an accelerated growth plan is in the works there. And Pilbara Minerals CEO has said that the spodumene prices can rise 50% this quarter, potentially hitting $4,000 a ton. And finally, the question of the day today is a little bit political, which we do try and stay away from, but it is not so much about who you are going to be voting for. It is only about whether or not you have made your mind up yet or you are still working on it. So the question is, have you already made up your mind about the way that you will vote? So feel free to jump on the Facebook stock discussion group to share your thoughts there. Let's try to keep it not too political. I know that's a tough ask on a political question, but We're here to talk about stocks. So that wraps it up from me, guys. Thanks for having me. Henry will be back next week, as I've said, and we'll be back online for the Saturday newsletter tomorrow morning. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.